USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former Dallas police officer who fatally shot her neighbor after mistaking his apartment for her own was found guilty of murder on Tuesday. A jury reached the verdict in Amber Geiger's murder trial in just a handful of hours of deliberation. Ukraine's president is claiming he had no contact with President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
I've never met Rudy Giuliani, never, and never had any phone calls with him.
The chairman of three Democratic-led House committees are recommending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in their words, immediately stop intimidating witnesses in his department in order to protect himself and President Trump. Congressman Elliot Engel of New York, Adam Schiff of California, and Elijah Cummings of Maryland issued a joint statement to respond to Pompeo's earlier letter today, claiming Congress was bullying his employees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It's been 2 years since the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, and investigators still don't know what led to it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It was the 1st of October 2017 when gunman Stephen Paddock opened fire on a massive crowd attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas.
We refused to believe it was a shooting until it just kept going and going.
He killed 58 people, wounding hundreds more. Police say Paddock rained a hail of gunfire for more than 10 minutes from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. The 64-year-old firing more than 1,000 rounds before he took his own life as police were about to enter his room. Authorities have never figured out a motive for the massacre.
1 year from today, travelers could be turned away if they don't have a real ID. TSA officials are urging anyone who intends to fly to act now and not wait until the last minute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump signed a trade deal with Japan last week while in New York for the United Nations General Assembly meetings. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump for trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business.
We were able to get the most sweeping reform of an international organization in our history. It was crickets in the media, despite the fact that those two deals alone, those two Trumpian victories, will generate billions of dollars for farmers, ranchers, workers, manufacturers.
California is set to challenge the NCAA on payments to student athletes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.